It is the Riot Podcast. Hi, guys.
Thursday.
How you doing?
Just in case you're like, what day is it?
Yeah, Thursday.
It's Thursday. What do you want to say, Nikki? Go ahead.
Well, we appreciate you guys.
That's good. That's a great place to start.
We love you guys so much.
You are starting from a place of thanksgiving.
We are so glad. Again, every day it's so great to be able to see so many nice comments that you're enjoying having this as a daily podcast instead of the weekly like we used to do. So if you ever want to connect with us, 877-2-RADIO-U. You can text anytime. You can email us riot@radiou.com, or you can always find us at Radio U Riot on Facebook.
In the podcast, American Donuts at Japanese Krispy Kreme.
What were they called? The American...
Sweet America?
Sweet America.
I believe it was. Instagram stories. A lot of people... Well, you know what? A couple of people not happy about a cat being stuck in a garage door. Plenty of other people getting a laugh. I don't know.
Including that man over there.
You have to decide if it makes you angry or neutral or what.
Where do you land on the side of that story?
I'll tell you this. I posted that and it's been shared a lot.
And again, Radio U Riot on Facebook is where the story is.
Yeah. Let's see. What else is in here? January is horror movie featuring a strong female lead month.
So that, is that a stretch?
Hey, I didn't stretch today, did.
Oh, that was painful.
All right. I didn't get enough sleep last night. I just didn't.
Well, good news is he has family in town, so you won't get any more sleep.
I know.
For a few weeks.
It's cool.
It's okay.
Don't worry about it. You know, we have an extra day off where Nikki and I are out on Martin Luther King Day.
Which is a reminder, there won't be a podcast that day.
There won't be. I don't think I'm going to be just, having
it'll
the
be
resting.
Just a busier day, actually.
It's going to be a busier day, yeah.
Well, enjoy this podcast. Said. Again, thank you guys so much for listening, and we hope you like it.
It's The Riot.
This is some of the worst Riot you've ever heard. Ever. No, like, worse than that. It's the worst of The Riot.
Let's be clear about something. Nikki and I, we're proud to be Americans. But... we're not very proud about the way Americans get portrayed in other countries.
Of course.
Loudmouth braggarts with their World War II winning swagger. People don't like it. Well, you know, we had a chance to see how other countries view us a couple days ago. If you check the Riot Facebook page, Radio U Riot, you'll see a collection of photos that were American food sections in other countries.
So you'd go to the grocery store like here and you'll have different, you know, countries.
Mexican food.
Yeah, and it's all in this usually couple of aisles. Well, this is a snapshot of the American section.
And I felt quasi-proud of America in those shots. I mean...
just not a lot of variety, though. Like, a lot of soda.
Pop-Tarts.
A lot of Wonka stuff for some reason.
And Kraft macaroni and cheese.
That was there. A lot of canned pumpkin.
Jif crunchy peanut butter.
A lot of cookie dough things. Just
is smooth peanut butter non-American, but crunchy is?
Looked like a movie theater concession stand.
Yeah. Well, in Japan, they are getting an American treat. It's called Krispy Kreme meets Sweet America.
Yeah.
Sweet America, guys. Say it again. Sweet America. They are running a promotion there that is called just that, Sweet America. They're unveiling three donuts that they say are the taste of America.
Well, how do they think it is?
Well, donut...
if they put sweet potato or anything like that in it, that's not how it is.
No. Donut number one is the Hershey's donut.
Uh-huh.
It is a chocolate glazed donut with a white, like, cream topping, like, what do you call it, glaze?
Yeah.
On the top. And then it's got a chocolate drizzle and some chocolate chips.
Okay, well, that sounds good.
I feel good about
that. Not necessarily 100% like that's the American donut we're having every day, but it's good.
Okay. Donut number two, the M&M's donut.
All right.
That is a glazed donut topped with a chocolate...
ganache.
What do you call that? Like the thing on the top. It's not a chocolate glaze. It's a
icing.
Chocolate icing. That's what.
What's wrong with you? Are you okay?
I'm the worst.
Are you all right?
That's what I want. Chocolate icing.
Yeah.
And then it has M&M's sprinkled on top of the chocolate icing.
Good choice so far. Two really good donuts.
I know. I feel good about this. And then the final Krispy Kreme meets Sweet America donut appearing now in Japan is the Oreo donut, Once again, we start out with a regular glazed donut. Then we have an Oreo topping icing, crumbled up Oreos on top, and then an Oreo cream drizzle.
These look great. Why don't we have these here?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know.
Why can't we have the Sweet America donuts in Sweet America?
Why can't we have those donuts? I want those donuts. Actually, at this point, honestly, I'd really love it if somebody would just bring some donuts.
Sure.
But I would really like these right here. And I just, after what I feel like was a fairly sad showing for America in the American food aisles and all of those foreign grocery stores, I just want you to know that in Japan, proud to be an American again.
Now, it actually will be available February 1st through March 21st.
Oh, so it's not now.
Not quite yet.
Well, I'll just tell you right now. A lot of people have a lot of bad things to say about Americans abroad.
Doesn't look bad with that, does it?
Sweet America is putting swagger back in American nationals right there.
You go swaggering up to the Krispy Kreme if you're an American in Japan. You'd be like, you know what I want.
Honestly, it might be more like a waddle than a swagger. But I mean,
I want a Sweet America. And it comes in a box. So like you get all of those flavors plus some glazed. You can buy them individually. But for the most part, you really are going after the American dozen.
I want that.
Which includes all of those Sweet American donuts.
I want to go there.
The riot used to be three people.
Please tell me we're not discussing video games again.
The other guy didn't make it. It's the riot.
Nikki, you have really moved from Snapchat to Instagram stories.
Yeah, well, and I even don't use Instagram stories a whole lot, but Snapchat kind of died away for me.
You're losing it.
I still like to go see the filters every so often, but I don't post anything.
Yeah. Well, you've enjoyed what? Since the summer, the Instagram story thing has been ad-free.
Yeah, oh, don't tell me they're adding ads to it. I guess that's what you just said.
I guess
break. He's not allowed to tell me.
I guess I'll be quiet now.
What are they doing that for? Can't they just make filters and little sticker packs be the ads?
Well, about 600 million people use Instagram every single month, and Instagram can't continue to offer those spectacular services.
Not at those prices.
At the low, low price of free. And so, yes, they have announced that ads will be coming to Instagram stories. So it will use Facebook's self-serve ad program.
Yeah. Well, basically what it is, like when you would use Snapchat, if you would watch someone's feed, if you were following them in the feed, they would pop in a commercial or something.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm assuming if you're watching someone's Snapchat or someone's Instagram story, then the commercial would just pop in there.
I guess. I haven't seen what it looks like yet, but you can expect to see stuff from Airbnb, Capital One, and Nike. Those are among the first three. What, Nikki, don't you need a bank?
No, I don't need a bank, shoes, or a place to stay.
I think you're wrong. So it says the full screen ads will appear between stories
as
users flip through their story feed. So it's not one of those things where it will pop up mid-story.
Mm-mm.
It'll be as you go from one to another.
Not too surprised then.
Yeah.
Good going.
It's good news.
I still love you, though, Instagram, so we're fine.
You know,
I'm not angry.
Here's what it comes down to. Whatever you love, if it doesn't have a commercial on it now, it will. Radio U is about the only thing out there that is not going to get
it. I'm
telling you, like, anything you love right now, you're like, there are no commercials. Eventually, Netflix will have commercials. No, it won't. Yes, it will.
Yes, it does.
Because eventually, they'll get desperate. That's what always happens. Every company goes out there, they spend too much money. They're like, it's free, it's free. Hey, we spend too much money, so we have to put an ad on it now. So that's pretty much what you can expect. But that's what's going to happen now. You may actually see those popping up in your Instagram stories today.
In case you're shocked, you're like, nope, I heard about it on the riot.
But they are rolling it out. So like, even if you don't see it today, by the middle of next week, you'll end up seeing.
Well, you can also follow Radio U Official if you would like on Instagram. So you can find us there.
Mm-hmm. And you can also follow Nikki. And she will show you pictures of her cat. Speaking of cat pictures.
Radio U Nikki, by the way. And it's not just cats, but I'll add you there.
Cats and candy and sunsets.
Cats, donuts, beautiful pictures like that.
We save the worst of the riot for those special times.
Well, when you take your naps or you come in late or don't come in at all.
Radio U. On Radio U.
It is The Riot on Radio U, 877-2-RADIO-U. You can also visit us at riot.radiou.com, where you'll find links to our Facebook page, Radio U Riot, where you'll find the best cat picture in the history of the internet.
I do not know why you find this funny.
I think it's hysterical.
But Obi has the weirdest sense of humor when it comes to this sort of stuff. So if you're shocked by the picture and you're like, that's not funny, don't be shocked by Obi thinking it's funny.
Paul didn't think it was funny. He says, and I quote, I think that's cruel and should not be shared.
I'm sorry, Paul.
Sad face.
I'm very sorry.
It's a cat that is like half in, half out of this garage door. Like, you just look at the front of this house and you see a cat's body hanging off of the garage door. It doesn't look physically possible.
Sure. And a lot of times, just by reading the comments, seems like the cat doesn't normally make it if that happens, but this cat did.
No, but read through. There were several people.
But how many times did that happen?
There was one person that said their cat died that way, yeah. And then three or four others that said that did happen and their cat was fine.
I've never heard of a cat doing that before.
Well, this cat's name is Bella. She lives in Louisiana, and she's fine.
You would not think she'd be fine, but she's fine.
That's why it's okay to joke about it, guys. That's why it's okay to look at this picture. Sheriff's Deputy Mike Scott responded to the phone call. Hey, I need help with my cat. So when he got out there, he ended up talking to the owner. The owner thinks that the cat was sleeping on the garage door.
Mm-hmm.
The garage door was up.
Yeah.
And then was asleep on the garage door. She puts the garage door down, and then the cat gets stuck. She left, didn't know, came back, and was like, oh, no!
Bella!
Bella, what? Oh, my gosh!
But she's fine.
Right, so Deputy Mike got some help from some neighbors to remove some paneling, pulled Bella out. She's fine. Though my guess is she's probably never going back around the garage door again.
Doesn't take twice to learn that lesson.
No injuries.
Sure.
Cat's completely fine, which is why it's okay to laugh at that picture.
But it's not if it's happened apparently all the time.
Oh, I need to put a trigger warning on it, Nikki?
I think so. It's just upsetting. Poor little kitty cat.
I think it's hysterical. When I look at it, I'm just like, man, I know how you feel, cat. Like, that is so this week, right?
What, you're stuck in the garage door of this week?
Yep, that's exactly right.
Do I need to remove paneling of the week to get you out?
First, you need to call Sheriff Mike, and then, yeah. You need to bring some neighbors over and you need to take part of this week apart and get me out.
I told you to quit sleeping on the garage door.
Man, it's just so comfortable up there. It's kind of like the floor in my closet. I slept in there this morning. It was so comfortable. You're just like, well, why wouldn't I want to fall asleep here? And then someone hits the button and the next thing you know, you're just dangling for everybody to see.
Until someone comes home and gets you out.
Getting out of your bed is a huge mistake.
You know what? Just stay in there. It's not that great out here. Stay in there as long as you can.
This is The Riot on Radio U.
So this is it, Nikki. Tonight is the night.
For?
Nintendo and the Nintendo Switch. They're having their, well, it's not a press conference. What are they calling it? It's a Nintendo Play. What do they call it when they actually... I should know. I don't know. But they're going to be streaming their Nintendo Switch event tonight, 11 Eastern, 8 Pacific.
Now, this will be the next console for Nintendo, the Switch. And this will be the actual event where they go over the details of it, meaning the pricing and I think the specific release date, right? They said March, but I don't recall if they've said like the actual date.
Well, that's just it. We don't know. So like we don't know what it's going to cost. We don't know exactly the day it's going to come out and all of that stuff. We hope to find out tonight. So they're doing that live tonight. You can watch it on Twitch. You can watch it on YouTube. You can also watch it on Nintendo's website. So those are three places that you can grab it. Then there's also going to be a press conference that's going to be happening in New York City. That'll be tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m.
And is that going to be at their store? The Nintendo World store? Probably not, but that'd be fun.
It is going to be in New York City, so...
Maybe? Probably not, though.
I don't actually know what that's going to be. So it's part of what they call the Nintendo Treehouse event. They say that that press conference that will happen at 9:30 tomorrow in New York City will feature an in-depth look at launch games that are going to be happening. So I'm really curious. There was that leak earlier this week in the Nikkei where they were saying that you know, it was going to cost around $250. That's not official. We don't actually know what it's going to cost. Don't know what the launch games will look like. We know there should be a new Zelda game for that.
Just have to wait and see.
In that original video they released, we saw a Mario game that was looking kind of cool. So
I wish I felt more interested in consoles. It's just, I don't tend to get too excited over those anymore.
I'm really interested in the Switch because it just looks unique. It's built around the idea of you can take it with you, or you can plug it into a dock, play it on your TV. And for me, I think it comes down to, like, I have a PS4, an Xbox, and a PC, and I do most of my gaming on the PC. But the thing that Nintendo has managed to do is that Nintendo presents unique play opportunities. Like, the stuff that they come out is unique, and those Nintendo characters. I'm not playing with Mario anywhere else. Except, of course, on the iPhone and soon to be Android. But you know what I mean.
But outside of that, just nowhere else.
Right. So there's something very unique about Nintendo's properties. And I'm really curious to play their games on their new system. And if it's in the $200 to $300 range, that's something I'll probably snag up right away.
It's not the worst.
No. Like when the PlayStation 4 came out and it was $400, that, like in the $200 range, it's like, yeah, let's get that. At $400, I'm like, I really need to think about this, but like that, the new Nintendo, I'm just excited to see what it's like. So again, you can watch it streaming live tonight on Twitch, YouTube, or on Nintendo's website. That's at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific, and then they'll have a press conference again tomorrow. But in the next 36 hours, we're going to know a whole lot about the Nintendo Switch, which is something I'm excited to learn about.
It's the Riot.
We forgot to tell you, we have superpowers.
On Radio U.
Soon, our national tortilla nightmare will at long last be over. What nightmare am I talking about? Being forced to constantly eat the fillings of a taco inside something that's corn-based. You know, some people are allergic to corn, and so it puts them in a circumstance where they want to go to Taco Bell, but they have to eat the filling out of the taco and then throw away the shell.
Do you want something different? This actually, based on the look of it, it actually looks pretty good.
Taco Bell is leading the charge in freeing people of their innards. I mean, freeing the innards of the taco from the corn tortilla shell. Behold the naked chicken chalupa, which you have to eat naked. No, the naked chicken chalupa will be available at Taco Bell's across the United States starting on January 26th. And the shell of the naked chicken chalupa is in fact a pounded out chicken. Deep fried.
Folded into a shell, and then they put the toppings and stuff in it.
So it doesn't, but it doesn't have corn in it, right? Like, it's not a tortilla.
There's no shell with it. It is the shell.
It's basically a chicken patty that they've rolled up and shoved chalupa stuff in.
What was the KFC thing years ago? The chicken, the chicken sandwich where it was the bread?
The double down.
Double down. Kind of like that.
Yeah, except imagine again that they've really flattened the chicken out.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know how like Burger King has chicken fries? You know, like, chickens don't have fries. It's going to be that. It's going to be pieces of chicken flattened, rolled up.
It's manipulated into working for the situation. So the naked chicken chalupa, they've been testing it in Bakersfield and Kansas City for the last 2 years.
Yes.
So in some areas it's been around, but it'll be nationwide on January 26th.
So inside the middle will be lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, and avocado ranch sauce.
Like your taco stuff.
Mmm.
So you wouldn't get a meat filling, though, in the chicken filling or in the chicken.
It is
the filling.
But that's what I want. I want this chicken wrap thing, and then I want you to put beef and cheese in the middle.
You could probably add that, too.
Chicken, beef, and cheese.
They're not going to say no to it.
That is true. Again, Taco Bell, we all know, is 7 ingredients, and you just mix.
They're not going to say, we can't possibly, sir. I'm so sorry.
Oh, we can't do that.
So I'm sure you can add that in there.
Yeah, so, okay. Because I'm not really a lettuce tomato guy. I mean, I can if I have to, but like, I'm not a fan.
It looks good. Maybe we'll try it.
I think you're definitely going. I think you're going to go in there for your naked chicken chalupa. And like I said, you guys are headed to Taco Bell. Remember to spread out the newspaper and put a bottle of water in there so you're ready.
It's not that bad.
What?
It's not that bad.
What?
Every time we talk about Taco Bell, it's not that bad.
Nikki, it's almost time for your yearly cleanse.
I think it depends on what you're ordering.
You got to get your cleanse.
And where? And yes, there are some inconsistencies when it comes to the cleanliness of different Taco Bell locations.
Yeah.
And you don't go inside. That's also a no-no.
The last time we went to Taco Bell, we did go inside, and you were all excited because you'd ordered from the app.
Yeah, that was that location, though. Like, the location near my house, I can't go inside there. It's disappointing.
Too many people have gone inside.
We were so concerned that your day wouldn't have any Nikki in it that we went to the enormous cost and great effort to assemble this Worst of the Riot moment.
Have you ever done something for charity where you're, like, running a race or going to an event or whatever, and you're trying to get sponsors? Here's what you'll notice. You have no friends.
That's a different category, though.
You've got no friends.
Friends who give you money like that for an event. We don't have as many of those.
They're not even giving money to you. They're giving money to someone else in your name, basically.
Yeah.
I'm doing something for the American Lung Association. I'm asking my friends and family, like, hey, do you want to sponsor me? And they're like... You're breaking. I'm in a tunnel.
It's that important that you actually called them, let alone text them, because that's the normal approach.
No, the text they just completely ignore. You have to make the phone call.
You have to do it with that.
I'm gonna have to start going door to door, knocking up like, hi, my name's Obadiah. Maybe you've heard of me. I'm gonna be slam door in the face.
Well, you should.
And that was my uncle.
Normally, what is it door to door? Normally, it's magazines or meat, like that one company.
Oh, yeah.
Or,
they're like, hey, we're here with the meat truck. Or, don't you want to buy a cow?
Or candy bars or something like that.
I can get you a steak for next to no money at all.
It's right out there if you want it.
Here. Yeah. Do you have a deep freeze?
I'm sorry to hear that you're having a harder time with your fundraising.
And then I thought, like, oh, I'll just put something on Facebook. I put something on Facebook, and can I just tell you right now that I can put stuff on Facebook and get hundreds of likes, hundreds, and I didn't get a single like, a single comment.
It's like that with anything fundraising. Anything fundraising is like that. The serious stuff, you get nothing. The not so serious stuff, that's all the postings that you get.
I haven't tried Twitter. I actually tried Facebook on purpose because I'm like, you know, Facebook, that's, you know, where your grandma... and your aunt and whatever, that's where they're hanging out. They've got money. They can share. No, they can't. So I should try Twitter. Like, that's going to change.
You're not going to get anything on Twitter.
And
Twitter's even more on just a singular level.
Yeah, I can't get any Snapchat that way. Maybe I should add a link to my Tinder profile. Because I get a lot of good swipes on that. Then maybe people would sponsor me.
Yeah, $5 for each swipe.
I'll change my profile picture to my fireman outfit and ask people to sponsor me.
You know what? Just keep trying, okay? Just keep going with your friends and family. Mostly your family. Mostly your close family. Try your mom. That's about it.
No, this is what it's going to come down to. It's going to be on me. That's it.
Pay your own way.
Nobody's helping me.
That's okay.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thank you, everybody, for sponsoring me.
But that's everybody who's trying for a sponsored event. It's not just you. That's not a reflection of you.
I don't believe you. I think it's me.
No, it's everybody who tries to.
It's not everyone. It's me. I'm at fault here.
A go-getter, though, okay? You go on out there. You get that money.
I mean, if somebody came... Get on out there and get your money.
Get out there.
Dang it. All right. Well, good times, everybody. Thanks to everybody who sponsored me when I asked. I really appreciate it.
Not even one like?
No.
On Facebook?
Well,
nothing?
No, I did get one like by the person that was organizing the event.
Chainsaw, pickaxe, shotgun, ammo, flashlight, pipe bomb, Twinkie. What am I missing? The Riot. Radio U.
Probably not a shock to any of you, but last night I discovered about myself that... pretty much if something plugs in, I think it's a good idea to buy it and we should get it right away.
Now, if it doesn't, you've got to overanalyze it, but you don't want to end up buying it. But if it does plug in, you're fine.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and move that to the front of the line. I don't see why not. I was talking to a friend and we were just kind of talking about luxury items, like things we've bought that it's like, yeah, we don't really need that. And I started going through the list of things I bought over the course of the last year and I thought, oh, gee.
A lot of it electronics.
Wow. Bought some things. Definitely bought things. Have things upstairs. Things. It's fine. Luckily, this one was purchased, you know, in this calendar year, so it doesn't really count last year.
Oh, your TV, your new TV.
Let's just go ahead and pretend that doesn't. Well, he was telling me about some things that he likes to buy. He's a big fan of REI, which you know, outdoor, which is the opposite of the things I like to buy.
Sure, so no plugs on his stuff.
I like to buy things that keep me inside, and he likes to buy things that enable him to go outside at all times of the year. And again, when I began talking about the things that I had purchased, the embarrassments began to pile up until finally I was like, you know what? We have a basement here and I'm just going to go hide there.
It's all fine.
And you have the spelunking gear to find me, no doubt, but please just leave me alone in my own private
shame. If I get trapped in the basement, you can help me, but otherwise I'm good.
Yeah. And you know what? My thing is in talking to him, I just think to myself, like, I want to be the kind of person that you are.
Yeah, but
why
does it make him right?
Well, because he wants to be outside in nature where good things are happening.
Not necessarily, no.
And
a lot of bad things happen out in the nature world.
That's true. But I'm like, you know what? What I want to do is I want to continue to buy larger and larger screens so I feel like I'm further and further into Call of Duty, like I'm more in it. And he's trying to experience the real.
Sure. With not a screen.
I'm trying to make the fake as real as possible.
I'll also say, too, the REI and all that stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, that stuff is expensive. So he's probably shelling out just as much, if not maybe more money.
I actually need to text him and find out because he said something to me about an $800 sleeping bag.
Yeah.
And
there's a lot of money in that stuff.
It was funny. In the course of the conversation, I was just like...
Sleeping bag is all you caught, but not the $800 part.
Yeah, and it was almost like in the middle of the night last night, I roll over and I was like... Wait, did he say an $800 sleeping bag?
Yes, that can happen.
Because I actually think he said it.
There's a Marmot CWM sleeping bag. If you're ready for the harsh winter conditions.
How much?
$800 to $820 from REI.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm looking at a Marmot Hydrogen. It's only $330.
Yeah. Now, this is high quality goose down and waterproof. Shell will keep you warm all the way down to 40 below.
Yeah, and it's probably part of what makes those so expensive is that they compress down to very, very tiny.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, because that way it's easier to carry it with you.
Whereas if you're carrying a pack, you're taking that thing.
Like my Superman sleeping bag, it's practically a bed.
It doesn't roll up. It's like a futon.
It's like I have to borrow somebody's car so I can get my sleeping bag over to the place. And this is something that it probably weighs less than an ounce and compresses into a can.
Yeah, probably.
And it's good for 40 below.
So there are plenty of sleeping bags that are TV price.
Yeah. Well, or unless, you know, like me, you're getting a really good deal on TV.
Well, you did, but for everybody else, TV price.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Nikki, I really want to be something that I'm not. But you know what? I am what I am.
You'd be okay with that.
And I want to plug something in. Let's go buy something. Does it use electricity? We'll take it.
The Riot. One more reason to stay in bed. Radio U.
If I told you that the price of crack was going up, would you go, well, probably need to cut back then? You think that's what happens in the crack community? They're like, you know, the price of this illicit drug is going up, and so I'm just going to have to start shooting up a little less and going outside more.
I don't think so. I think how are you going to get more money for the higher price?
Okay.
Probably. Well, that's addiction.
Now,
for you, so.
Nikki, what if I swap something out here and I said, looks like the price of coffee is going up.
Now, easy there, because people get really testy when it comes to coffee.
I get the feeling, even though you wouldn't admit it, that the crack community and the coffee community have more in common than they would care to admit, and that the rising price is not going to affect anyone's behavior. Nobody's going to say, you know, I don't really need coffee. They say 5 minutes of vigorous exercise in the morning can be just as energizing as a cup of coffee.
Do you know you can have a hot lemon water and it'll work the same way?
Oh, yeah, you just squeeze the lemon in there and you let it get warm and it practically tastes the same.
You won't want any coffee.
All you have to do is get over that initial shock of it not being black and bitter.
Now, coffee, the price is always something that goes up.
Well, it's always fluctuating because, believe it or not, this time last year, the price of coffee went down.
It's like barrels of coffee, barrels of oil.
But J.M. Smucker's And they're behind, it's funny, Smucker's owns way more food stuff than you know about, but they, along with Dunkin' Donuts and a few other people, have come out and said, hey, 6%.
It's going up.
So like, and they say it's something that is reflected immediately. So if you go to the grocery store and buy coffee, the price of coffee has gone up about 6%. So anybody making any adjustments? Made some changes? When Starbucks announces their price increase, which they do every year, you're going to be like, you know, I don't think so. Just cut back a little bit.
It's not the time to say that, though, because in January, I know so many people who are trying to cut back on coffee. Like, that is their resolution.
I'm not.
So this is the time where you might actually find some people who are wanting to try to cut back.
And yeah, you know, with the 6% increase, now's the time to really put a stop to it.
You could cut back and save some money.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what in my life they would raise the price on that I would stop. Cable. I mean, again, I have some house guests coming this week. As soon as they leave, cable is goodbye.
Well, you've been threatening that for a while, though, so.
Don't. So.
Are you going to?
Well, you know what? As soon as I get rid of this coffee and crack habit, cable's next. The three C's,
the three C's.
In 17. I'm cutting them all out. I'm cutting the cord, I'm cutting the dealer, I'm cutting the bean.
That is an ad campaign, if I've ever heard of one.
Put me on a billboard, I'm ready.
It's a new year and a new you.
Absolutely. Knox Hamilton.
It's like, which one's the hardest to stop? Probably cable.
Well, I mean.
Maybe coffee.
I think it might be cable, honestly, because they come after you.
And technically, like, if you're listening, he doesn't have any problem with crack, so he actually could just cross that off.
Oh, that's supposed to be part of the joke.
That's the joke, but just in case. Like, I didn't know.
People don't get it. Oh.
But that's good to put something on your list that you wanted to not have a problem with that you don't, because then it looks like you accomplished something.
We can go ahead and cross this one off the top.
Yes, you're done with it, and then you could use that as motivation towards your other C's.
Yeah, well, and then the other thing is, since it's three C's, if I cut out the cable, then, I mean, I accomplished 2/3 of what I set out to this year.
Good job.
So, I mean, it makes this coffee habit seem perfectly reasonable.
The Riot. The Riot.
All right, pace yourself, because you're going to have to do this all day for very little money.
Radio U.
I don't know if you guys know this, but January is officially horror movie sequels with a strong female lead month.
Is that what it is for movies?
That is for sure what it would be on Netflix.
But in theaters, like, wait, would that include like Underworld and
Underworld, which was
Resident Evil?
Was it last Friday or two Friday? It would be like 2 weeks ago this Friday.
Yeah.
It was January 6th. The reviews were, I guess a week ago. My math is solid.
It's okay.
Don't worry yourself. He's very good.
Sometimes the weeks feel longer, so we count that.
That was last Friday. People said that was terrible.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, okay. Did anybody think people were going to come out like Kate Beckinsale? I'm telling you, she's in the front running right now for best actress. The performance was unreal. And even though the script wasn't as good, what she did with it, unreal. And let's talk about the vinyl that she's wearing, not the album. Come on. So there's that. And then I just realized that there is that new Resident Evil movie.
Yeah, that's
that
this
comes
month.
Out at the end of this month. Nikki, do you have any Resident Evil left in you? It's Resident, so apparently it lives there.
I just remember the one. I don't think it was the last one. I think it was the one before, because I don't remember how many there are, where I went through the whole movie and I watched it, and at the end of the movie, they were on the ship or something, or a boat.
Is that the last one?
And then
I think it, was
it
the last
felt
one.
Like it was back to the start of the movie. Like I went a whole movie
and
we didn't
happened.
Take any steps forward.
I think that was the last
was
one.
Was that the last one? I just felt like, wait a minute. Well, wait. We haven't caught any ground on this movie.
Oh, wait, how many of these movies have there been?
Three? Four?
Evil, no. I think there's been five.
Five?
Wait. Resident Evil. Oh, yeah. Resident Evil Apocalypse. Resident Evil Extinction. Resident Evil Afterlife.
They're going to run out of one word.
Resident Evil Retribution. So this is the sixth one.
The sixth?
The sixth one that's coming out. Okay. I remember Extinction because, like, they're in the desert.
Yes.
And then in Afterlife, are they in... Is that when they're in the underground thing? And the rest...
Don't try. It's going to be too hard.
We just don't know,
it's
right?
It's okay to not know. It's all right. We don't have to figure it out.
All right.
I think maybe I'm going to... Oh, you know what? It looks like they're all on the Sci-Fi Channel this weekend.
Oh, perfect.
So, you know what?
You can catch up.
If you need to catch up. Which, do any of us need to catch up?
Not really.
I don't think we do. You know what? I shouldn't be this stupid, but I'm just putting the pieces together. You've got the Resident Evil movie at the end of the month, and then you have the new Resident Evil game that actually also comes out at the end of the month. So, does anybody else like January? It's just a horror month. Don't you think? Scary stuff?
I never thought of Resident Evil as scary, though.
I think it's supposed to be scary-ish.
Yeah,
action horror?
Yeah. Because
there are zombies.
I'd say action.
More action than horror?
Yeah, less horror.
Well, that new game is supposed to be scary.
Okay, I'll take your word on it.
I don't do scary very well.
Scary's more like when things are crawling out of a well. Or something like that.
That's scary.
Yes, not Resident Evil stuff.
What if things are climbing out of the bottom of a hole in a post-apocalyptic wasteland?
Okay, that could work, I guess.
That's scary.
I guess.
They think. All right. And Nikki, strong female lead, just like you.
Yeah, whatever.
Aren't you in?
No, I'm going to pass.
A long, egocentric tirade from Obadiah, disguised as a Worst of the Riot clip? Sure, we have lots of those. Here's another one.
You know what? It's tough to be a meteorologist. I mean, think about it. The weather, you don't know. I will say...
Well, I think if you're an actual meteorologist, there's...
You think you know?
Well, there's ways to get close to really knowing. I mean, they have the technology.
This I will say. I do like local meteorologists, and this is kind of dumb, but I will. If there's a weather event where I live, so it's going to be a storm or whatever, I will sometimes enjoy comparing what local meteorologists have to say, and you'll start to find out they have certain personalities. There's one guy in my area, especially when I was growing up as a kid, I finally learned not to trust him because what I found out...
That's nice.
No, listen. I found out that he loved snow.
Yeah.
So he would always forecast... For a lot of snow.
When maybe necessarily and we weren't expected to.
He was totally wishful forecasting. Like, oh, I wish it would snow 6 inches, so that's the forecast. You're like, oh, it's 80 degrees outside. I know, but we can always dream. So that's what it is. Like, nope. And we're done right now. But what if your dad's a meteorologist? In this case, he is. He's Chris Holcomb, 52 years old, father of two, and chief meteorologist at 11 Alive News in Atlanta, Georgia. He forecasts snow in his city. And then his daughter, Claire, she's 18, senior in high school, getting ready to move on into the wild blue yonder of a freshman year of college. She texted her dad and said, hey, my weather app says no snow.
Oh, but he was saying snow.
What do you think that... He texted back to her. If you, Nikki, were Chris Holcomb, 52, father of two, and chief meteorologist at 11 Alive News.
The dad would be like, well, did he go with a witty comment back, or did he just say, well, thanks for letting me know?
I'm sure he said something more the other side. But then he said something else. What do you think is the other thing he said?
I don't know. What did he say?
Thanks. Maybe your weather app will pay for college. Sick burn! Dad burn, college
nice,
burn, hashtag
nice.
Weather app.
It's a bit harsh, Dad. Come on.
I don't know. I think it seems fair. You know? I will tell you, I've got like 14 different
weather apps.
Bugs. They're all popping up, telling me all this different stuff, et cetera, whatever. But I have found that a local meteorologist, I swear to you, is...
Well, yeah, they're looking outside,
they're
so...
They're the best sort... No, not outside.
I think that's it.
Your app is
just from some center where...
I think they do a better job picking from the models, like, historically what happens in an area.
Sure.
And I want to say hi to my friend Josh, former meteorologist, who just texted me and said, be careful with your meteorology talk.
We support you. We love you.
Hey, I thought Josh
all
did a great
local
job.
Local meteorologists.
And Josh, if you want to know, the person I was talking about worked for another channel.
You know, it wasn't him.
He's a snow lover, and he can't be trusted.
You're not supposed to interject your own things into news or weather.
Listen, he would say that he was being complete. No, this is what I think will happen.
Well, maybe that was like his thing. His little personality. Like, he was the snow guy.
Never trust a meteorologist that has his own ice rink in his backyard. He can't be trusted, Nikki. I'm telling you. He's forecasting snow in the summer. I just can't.
Now, Devin wanted to know, for this news story, did it actually end up snowing or not?
Oh, my gosh.
Good call, Devin, on that.
You know what, Devin? You should actually be sitting in here because you're smart enough to anticipate the right questions. Well, let's take a look at the weather in Atlanta, Georgia today. Unfortunately, this will be coming from an app.
But no, but we love local weather.
This app is probably sending me to college. this was from a couple days ago, but it's going to be 70 in Atlanta today.
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's the worst of the riot, because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.
Man, I got to go to urgent care now. And I can't afford it because Obamacare.
No, the antibiotics, the ones that they would always
Trump
give.
Killed all the doctors.